Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now, if you are a sufferer from Fregatrix caedicophobia, you may want to turn down your radio for the next few minutes because it's Friday the 13th and you may have decided to spend the day in bed. Today in his fake history column, Miles Dungan asks, is there really anything to fear from Friday the 13th?
Despite its exalted position as a prime number, indivisible by any number other than itself, 13 suffers from a very bad press and must get really depressed when it looks back at 12. Because 12 has it all. Historically, it denotes completeness. How many listeners ever did 13 times tables? No one. You always stopped at 12 by 12 equals 144. There are 12 months in the year, 12 hours on the clock, 12 tribes of Israel, 12 astrological signs of the zodiac, 12 apostles of Jesus Christ. 13 just never gets a look in, except when it comes to the bad stuff. 13 is so unpopular that many American cities do not have a 13th Street or a 13th Avenue. How many high-rise buildings have you been in without a 13th floor? Hospitals, where ill luck is a really bad idea, often avoid labelling rooms with the number. You may also have flown through an airport with no gate 13. Even the so-called baker's dozen, 13 loaves, came about only because of the risk that the sale of 12 underweight loaves to a customer might lead to the loss of a baker's ear or a hand as punishment. They did that kind of thing back in the mists of time. So, a medieval Pat the Baker would toss in a 13th, just to be sure of keeping all his appendages. Now, put 13 together with a Friday, and you have Bonnie and Clyde, Torquemada and the Acquisition, and Bros. Lethal combinations all. Do you by any chance suffer from Fregatrix caedicophobia? You might think not, but if I tell you that Frigga was the Norse goddess of Friday, and that triskaidekaphobia denotes a fear of the number 13, perhaps you might be willing to acknowledge that you share, apparently with 20 million fearful Americans, an aversion to Friday the 13th. Christianity seems to be very much at fault here. Friday is considered to be unlucky because Christ was crucified on that day. 13 is ill-starred because that was the number for dinner when Christ sat down with his 12 apostles for the Last Supper. But if that's the case, why does the ancient Babylonian code of Hammurabi, dating from 1772 BC, not have any law number 13? Is it possible that 13 was already problematic long before Jesus broke bread with his dozen closest disciples? To demonstrate their utter fearlessness, a number of prominent Americans got together in the 1880s and formed the 13 Club, promising to root out superstition while tempting fate by sitting down 13 to a table for their annual dinners. They even walked under ladders to prove how silly that old chestnut was. Members included five US presidents, among them William McKinley. You might have heard of William McKinley. He was assassinated. However, in the interests of full disclosure, it should be pointed out that Theodore Roosevelt was also a member of the 13 Club. As he became president when McKinley was shot, it would appear that sitting down 13 to a table didn't do him any harm. Just as well for retailers that the spurious American import, Black Friday, falls at the end of the month of November, because according to something called the North Carolina Stress Management Center and Phobia Institute, more than $800 million is lost each year due to shoppers staying home on Friday the 13th. In 1993, the August British Medical Journal decided to test the superstition in a research piece entitled Is Friday the 13th Bad for Your Health? They looked at a range of traffic accident statistics over a period of years on two different dates, Friday the 6th and Friday the 13th. While they found that more drivers stayed at home on the latter date, they discovered that the former was a safer day on which to travel. Their conclusion was that Friday the 13th is unlucky for some. The risk of hospital admission as a result of a transport accident may be increased by as much as 52%. Staying at home is recommended, unquote. Oh, and by the way, it appears that if you break a mirror, that old 7 years of bad luck thing is only applicable if you do so on Friday the 13th. If you want to experiment, you still have a few hours left, but maybe don't check the makeup until after midnight, just in case. So, is there anything to fear from Friday the 13th? Not at all. Relax. What can possibly go wrong just because the 13th day of the month falls on a Friday?
Bad luck wind been blowing at my back.
Is it okay if I uncross my fingers now?
I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at. Got the number 13.
I never knew that about breaking mirrors on Friday the 13th. Miles Dungan, thank you very much.